Zeh Nishmas Avi Mori, Yachem Yisrael Tuchas, Zeh Nishmas Daniel Shein, Vos Yeshua Fala. Okay, Rabbos, continuing in Pakeh Yud Aleph, Hilchas Kovel HaMashabi in Malach HaShein of Erev Shabbos, and we discussed yesterday, we started talking about this topic, and basically we had two approaches. One approach was that we want Sheina on Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos is Main of Haba, and Shena is a Main of Nisa, and to get Main of Haba, you have to be holding in a different sphere, in the sphere of Nisa, to get Main of Haba. That was one shot that we saw where did we see it? And the other was just practical. Practical, that shot we saw in the Divrei Naftali, and then just practically, we saw in the Mishmer Shalom, the idea just to be, to Mechabit Shabbos, you have to, you have to be awake. So those are from the two Pshatim that we saw. Okay. Okay. So now let's continue. If you want to see it now, in the Zmiras of Ateres Yeshua, on page 18, Zmiras of Shabbos Kodesh Ateres Yeshua, says the Hanhagos of the Moshe Ar Yefraim, who is the Av Bezdin of in Eretz Yisrael, right? So they have Hanhagim here. So he says on page 19, Zohir Ma'od Shalom Levato Sheda Sarai B'yom HaShishi. The term Shachav Anuach, Hayaragel Fonim Haskim Shem Harava Kodesh Mirupshus. So I guess that's where it really comes from. The Rava Kodesh Mirupshus. That's Rav Naftali of Rupshus, I guess. Shehiflik Begonal Malas Hashem Rav Shabbos Hashem Metamea Madur Lo Nichtav Baseres Hadivrish Tzorach Lishon. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, that he was astounded. How come it's not mentioned in the Aseres Hadivros? I guess it could have been mentioned in the Divra of Shabbos. Maybe not necessarily a separate Divra, but I guess the point being, it sounds a little interesting. But the point being is, like, as I said, the when you mekabel Shabbos, you're mekabel a guest, an important guest. So just like if you had an important guest, the president of Lahavdil is coming to your house, you're not going to want to be half asleep. You know, it's part of the hachana of Shabbos is, and that's why I told you we had the. We have the idea of not Yikadish Miyad, in Shulchan Aruch says, that right away, when you come home from Shul, you should be Mekadish, you make Kiddush, because then, if you're not Mekadish Miyad, then you're keeping the guest waiting. And that's not proper Derech Eretz to keep the guest waiting. So it's not proper Derech Eretz to fall asleep on the guest. So even though it seems like very intriguing, you know, this idea, and most of us don't necessarily have time. On Erev Shabbos, I don't know how they had time then, but most of us don't have so much time, especially the short Shabbos, to do this. But at least the idea of I should really put in the package a Rambam. You want to give me a Rambam Shabbos? He's going to give me a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. I want to read you from a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. I didn't put it in the packet, I should have, but I wasn't thinking of those terms. The Rambam has a very elaborate way of discussing the anticipation of Shabbos. And Ezra Hagel just went into the base measure to get it, so I can read you the Rambam inside of how one is supposed to approach the coming of Shabbos. And we'll see again in the...
Right.
Yeah.
Is it considered either whether you do it the practical shot or the other shot of like all Hama, is it like a mitzvah? Is the mitzvah of sleeping on Erev Shabbos like just another fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos?
Yeah, it's part of Kavod Shabbos. I mean, we don't find it in the Rambam, this idea. That, you know, it's not in the Sfarim that you're used to. Looking is good. Thank you. It's not where, but let me read you from the Rambam. That you're supposed to anticipate Shabbos like you're anticipating a guest that's coming.
Which
Rambam?
Which Rambam?
Yeah. I'm just opening it up. I'm gonna hopefully find it momentarily and show you where it is. See the Rambam beginning on the 29th parak in Hilchos Shabbos. He speaks about Kiddush. And so this is the Rambam that he speaks about. He speaks about Kiddush and all the different halachos. Bezer Hashem, that's what Bezer Hashem we're going to get to soon. The halachos of Kiddush and Arvei Pesachim. But he also speaks about the idea. Yeah. Yeah, take a look on the Rambam Perek Lamed Halacha Beis. The Perek Lamed Halacha Beis. And you can look, you have a Rambam, you can look inside. Ezo Kovod Zesh Om Chacham Shem Mitzvah Adam Lurchot Pon of Yod of Ravlov, the Chamin, Ber of Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to bathe for Shabbos, Mibne Kovod of Shabbos. Umesatev Betzitzis, and you put on Tzitzis. Talis, the Yoshe b'Kovod Rosh, Miyachel l'Hakpolus b'nei Ashkina, K'moshu Yotzei l'Kras HaMelech. In other words, and you wait there, you know. Just like, you know, when sometimes a guest is supposed to come, and you're waiting, when is he getting here, and every 2 minutes you go outside to look. So, in other words, so the Rambam writes that he rochets part of Yod of Haraglov, Mesatev Betzitzis, Yoshev Bekovid Rosh. In other words, you're supposed to be already ready before this man. And you're sitting there, Bekovid Rosh, Miyachel, Lachbolus Pnei Shabbos, Moshe Yotzev Kras HaMelech. Fachom HaRishonim Hayu Mekabtzim Talmidei Be'er Shabbos. He says, and the Chachom HaRishonim would get together their Talmidim on Erev Shabbos. Mitzatfin, they would put on something special garment. So this Rambam is the attitude of Shabbos coming like a Melech is coming.
There an after minute in this, and that we say he says Shabbos HaMelech, and we just refer to Shabbos HaMalka.
I don't know. These things, I don't know. You have to check.
Interchangeable.
Yeah, interchangeable. You know, it could be in Kabbalistic things. They talk about the Shechina, and the Shechina is in the Keva, and what that is. There's a famous recording that Dr. Schneer Leinen has on what Lachadodi means. And Dr. Lyman points out that people think L'chadodi means that, you know, it's a chasen kala, Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That, you know, but he says that really it's referring to the...
No.
No, it's really referring to the Shekhinah itself. In other words, during the week, the Shekhinah is Begalusa. In other words... This is very esoteric, and that's something we really understand. But obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one being, but there's a concept of Yichud Kud Shebrichu Shchinte, that the Yichud, the coming together of Kud Shebrichu and His Shechina. Now, we don't know what that means, because we believe, obviously, we don't have any belief in, you know, what other religions have of different, you know... things that are multiple in nature. We believe in one God, but there is a concept of Yichud Kud Shebrichu Shchinte, the Kud Shebrichu and His Shechina. Now, this is too esoteric for us to even understand, but he points out, Dr. Lyman, that it's not really, it's not the coming together of Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the coming together of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, which left Eretz Yisrael during the week is Begalusa, now comes back in the beginning of Shabbos and reunites with itself, so to speak. What that means, Yichud Kud Shebrichu Shchinte. And that's what L'cha Dodi L'chas Kala. These are the Kala, the Shechina, and the Dodi is the other, you know, and that's coming together. Because he says it's a Kabbalistic... Obviously, the Chadodi is a very, you know, it became a popular thing and a popular tune and a popular thing, but it's really, you know, hardcore Kabbalah of Yichud Kud Shebrichu Shchinte, which is so interesting because, you know, the Chadodi became something that everyone, you know, not for Kabbalists, every person, you know, loves. Someone once told me that's their favorite part of all of davening the whole week is Kabbalah Shabbos, and for Kabbalah Shabbos is so in the real literature places, you know, like I remember one of the years I used to go to Lakewood when I was young, and we would I'm sure it's still the same. There was no, you know, you started davening on a Friday night from Baruch. Everything else you said by yourself. It wasn't part of the tefillah necessarily. It was. They didn't have kalabach. That's for sure. I mean, kalabach himself was there in Lakewood. that's the irony. That Shlomo Kalbach was a talmid of Rabbi Kotler. So, but when he was there was no kalabach Shabbos in Lakewood. You know. Except for him himself being there, you know. So I told you, Kalbach Shabbosim started more when Rav Shlomo Kalbach was nifter. You know, you didn't have so many Kalbach Minyanim when he was alive. That's a separate discussion. But the whole he became much more he was a known person when he was alive. I remember when Rav Harari could tell you that we were once walking on 13th Avenue. It was the day after Yom Kippur. And Rav Harari and I were walking on 13th Avenue to get a lulav and esrog, and then we kept bumping into Rav Shlomo Kalbach on the street. And then he...
Okay, get me the most beautiful esrog.
Yeah, he says, where can I get the most beautiful esrog?
Yeah, did he have a posse? He had an entourage?
Yeah, he had an entourage, and he proclaimed, where can I get the most beautiful esrog? That was his claim, his pronouncement. In the street on 13th Avenue. And then that day we kept bumping into him again and again and again. But what's interesting is that, you know, we still have this minhag. I don't know what they do in Breuys, but the minhag in most shuls is that Kabbalah Shabbos was never said from the Omud of where the rest of the davening is said.
We say the Kunaran about the Omud, but just for Chodori and Mizmashir, we say from the Bima.
Right, right. So, but in most shuls, they say everything. Right. They don't go up to the Omud with the Shliach Tzibur normally davens for the whole Kabbalah Shabbos until Baruch Hu. Because it was made specifically to show that that's not really the part of davening. I don't know whether that had a controversy, whether that was accepted or not, or the whole history of that idea of not being able to go to the Umrah to say L'chadodi, and all Dafka saying it from afar, from a different location than the regular davening, because it wasn't considered the full part of davening. Chazit Hess, what do you want to say?
So, We say the Puranah from the Omud, but we have a different way of proclaiming that it's not an integral part of the davening, because we say it alternately. Chazal says one pasuk, Kol says the next one, Chazal
right.
says the third one.
Right.
So that's another simon that the Puranah also is not a integral part of the davening, because we say only. It's said alternately.
Yeah, but
it's not that the chazan doesn't just say the last few lines loud.
Uh-huh.
The whole thing is said alternately.
Right, right. In all the shtibles, they do that.
Yeah, what's the
right, it's like Adam Zamira's type of thing.
Yeah, but why does that show that it's less?
Because people don't say it. They only say every other puzzle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people say the other one to themselves.
Right,
but,
exactly.
But loud, it's the chazan starts, the call answers. The chazan continues, the call answers.
Right. So there was never, but the point being that it was like Dafka put in a way that people should not confuse it with the rest of the tefillah. And it could be that I was wondering in the Yekusha communities in Europe, what did they do? Did they do the same thing? So in other words, those Yekusha communities who don't say Brich Shmei, who don't want to, you know, were afraid of Shabtai Tzvi and the things like that, that they wanted to make sure to leave Kabbalah out of davening, would any of those shuls, did they not say L'chadodi as well?
I don't know.
No such thing. They say L'chadodi, but they say from the Bima.
Yeah, but there was never a community that
no.
that didn't say L'chadodi. Okay, maybe.
No. First time I ever saw that was when I went to some small shul in Lakewood that people just said L'chadodi, didn't sing it. I never saw it before in my life.
What did you say? What did you say again?
I went to some small shul in Lakewood and
yeah.
It was very Hamish Yingalite.
Yeah.
And they did not sing L'chadodi.
And they did what?
They said it.
I'm saying, but I remember in the days in Yeshiva itself that they didn't even say it. Meaning people, the whole Kabbalah Shabbos was something people said on their own. And then they were learning for an hour and then they clapped and they said Baruch Hu. It wasn't even said the Tzibur, the Kabbalah Shabbos. Because Kabbalah Shabbos was a thing of the, you know, Kabbalists.
Like saying Shiach Shirim on the...
Yes, so you say it by yourself. You do whatever you want, but it's not really, you know, it's always, you know, it's not part of the real davening. So the fact that we say it from you know, the Bima, not from the Omud. But I'm wondering if somebody does some research, were there any kehilas of way back that didn't even... No, say it at all.
Mishnah Berurah talks about the Chadodi. Mishnah Berurah says that maybe that, you know, most post shuls makabel Shabbos, if you make early Shabbos, makabel Shabbos by Baruch Hu.
Right.
Or some say Mishnah Berurah Yom HaShabbos, but Mishnah Berurah mentions that maybe it should be makabel Shabbos already by the Chadodi.
Yeah.
If you make early Shabbos.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have to make some sort of separation between those sections? Like, do you have to, like, what do you do if you only have one bima? one, you don't have
a second
place,
but
is that
halacha? So halacha, or I don't know, it's definitely the minute. Definitely in a minute. Yeah, now let's
which,
say...
Which Chazitz has said about the line by line said between the Chazan and the Tzibur, the Chunavadana, through the whole Chunavadana part, Yitzhak Katz, as the Alva Shalom told me, that Dafka, in Frankfurt, people wouldn't even say the part that the Chazan said at all. Not like they would say quietly to themselves. They would just say...
They'll say So they were every pasuk they would say pasuk the whole chunaranan or the whole all the capitals.
That's what we still do.
Right, the whole thing, the whole capital, the whole six capitals.
All six
capitals.
Yeah.
And you're saying in the Moyel, Rabbi Katzenstein, the Zechrono Levracha.
Yes.
He told you that in Germany they dafka. Only said their line, and the Chazan, what did he do? He said his line.
Right, they only said their lines, exactly.
To show that it's not.
So no one said a complete
thing. No one said a complete thing. Interesting. Okay, he would know. Okay, very interesting. But now so today,
this Rambam is referring to the Chadaydi, you think, and this is the times before the Chadaydi.
Yeah, no, the Rambam doesn't speak about. I mean. The Rambam never said. The Rambam never said L'chadodi in his life.
Right. So these are the days before that.
Yeah. Yeah. The Rambam never said L'chadodi in his life.
Even though they say the Rambam was not a Kabbalistic, didn't prove a Kabbalistic lifestyle.
Right. So he didn't say. He didn't have Kabbalah.
No, but he's bringing down this idea that he said the Talmidim got together across Soda. Isn't that the basis of
the Chataydi? Yeah, but that's in the Gemara already. Let's say Lekras Shabbos Malchus.
Boy Kalo.
So what
that's probably
actually
expanded on that. But so that they went out, maybe they went out into the fields and to say Boy Let's say Lekras Shabbos Malchus. So that's a Gemara. So
what's the point? The Shabbos comes from the fields. What does that indicate?
What does it indicate? Yeah. Right, I guess the Shabbos is coming from you're coming to greet the Shabbos.
Nature as opposed to the mundane, everyday existence.
Yeah.
Don't know about that. That's Kabbalistic also.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they were Breslov.
Yeah, this is...
It's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, then... yesterday we started a little bit on page 14 of the Sefer Divrei Torah. That's the Munkach Milchas Alaz is one of his many svarim. It was a sefer called Divrei Torah. It's a very fascinating sefer. This is on page 13. Madur Tishio. This is the ninth. Usually Madura means different printings. What here Madura meant they divided the svarim in different sections. So this is the ninth section of these svarim called Divrei Torah. I forget how many there are in total. But it says here, take a look on the bottom of page 14. Amru HaTzadikim Roseinu B'Shem Rabbeinu HaGadol HaMagim Mimezrich Ki Omar Yitamu Be'ina Madu Lo Nichtam B'Torah Shebechtav Shetzvichim Lishon Be'erav Shabbos Chodesh Yishom B'Shmo Madu Lo Nichtam Zeh Be'aser Sadim. So that's from the Magid of Mezrich. He was the one who said, why isn't it in the Aseret Sedivos? Udasa yish omrim yifar l'char od yosef chilo daish shvach maloso im haya nikhtab b'tor shebichsav alam b'torach davka shiyem kosu b'Aseret Sedivos. Why is, in other words, he says it should be in the Torah. Why isn't it in the Aseret Sedivos? Uru yishnom pashat kevin shu hachanat l'tzarach Shabbos Kodesh. He says, right, that's a similar one we said from the Mishmer Shalom. He says, we don't want people to be sleeping Be'ez HaSuda, Vazmiris. V'chodem l'kiddush b'halimud. See, people think that, you see, it's an interesting idea. People think that Shabbos comes, it's the time to sleep. They say, forget. Shabbos comes, you're supposed to be wide awake. In other words, this is the, people think, Shabbos, Menucha, so that's the time you should crash. So you say, but what they're trying to explain over here is that fakir, you should be resting on Erev Shabbos. So Shabbos comes, you should be wide awake, because when you're someone's coming to you with chashivas, so it'd be improper covet to be falling asleep on them. So and the menucha of Shabbos doesn't mean necessarily. Therefore, you know, you come to Shabbos. The reality a lot of times is that we just don't have time to have this to rest up enough to go we don't have enough time. So man, when Shabbos comes, a lot of times we crash and we're not wide awake. But he says it should be fakir. It should be fakir.
If the Rebbe was a lightweight for Shabbos, he must have seen that Friday night was the best night.
Yeah.
After the
I'm talking about this. I'm talking about when they were the seder that they had between Mincha and Maariv on Friday night.
No, but even after Maariv, there was very.
But I'm saying about Mincha Maariv on Friday night. I was there, you know, when Rav Schneer and Rav Nosson Achvo, who were the two people sitting in Mizrach. You know, on the different sides of Mizrach, and what's his name? I used to go to him. He's a redhead.
Rabbi Jacobs.
No, one second. I'll give Abba something. Abba. Okay, it'll come to me. I used to stay by him on Shabbos. He's still there. I think he's still there in Lakewood.
Hirschquist gave a shiur between Mincha and Maariv.
Yeah, no, but I'm sure you know him. I'm sure you know him. It'll come to me.
Abba Hirschquist?
Yeah, Abba Hirschquist, I think, yeah. A redhead? It was a redhead?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I used to, he was a cousin of one of my good friends. And during intercession here, this is when I was still in high school or something like that. You know, around that time, we used to go for Shabbos, and that Kabbalah Shabbos, I told you, it didn't exist. So he says that he says Shalom Yishon b'Shabbos Kodesh ve'Eis Hasuda v'Zmiras. So for us, it's fakir. I wonder, it's interesting, in the literature world, it's interesting that the Mishmar, they dafka make Thursday night. So they have Mishmar. So that would be because the Chor, if he makes Mishmar Thursday night, so that's going to be a strain on your being awake on Friday night, if you're going to stay up the whole night Thursday night.
Unless you take a nap on Friday.
But
it's dafka in order to get people to take a nap on Friday.
No, because the nap is just going to be mechaper on the fact that you stayed up Thursday night. It's not going to give you right. I mean, this is all in the Hasidish Svarim. You don't have this in the Litvish Svarim to write all these things about the Shein of Tzarayim. It's a different. He says, "Yoshem be'er Shabbos ad ne'or mochol zach v'tzolol b'lal Shabbos chodesh." So it's fakir. In other words, don't think since Shabbos is menucha, then right away you should crash. Fakir. When the Shabbos comes, the meal comes, you should be wide awake to mekabel Shabbos.
I think the Rebbe never slept the whole Shabbos.
Yeah. They say the Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't sleep on Shabbos. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was up the whole Friday night on Shabbos. But you have to be, you know, that's for not for regular people. as regular people, as, but they say the Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't sleep on Friday night. I don't know how he did it, because, you know, okay. He was upset with people who were dozing off during the Suda. There was some people, they had at least neshama, dveis, partial dveikus, but Hamonam thought they were just dozing off. Anachnu Yanusim Nechachnu, page 15, Ladas, Hilo Yeshu Klal as Rachayu Bedveikus Mamash. In other words, the big tzaddikim that you thought they were sleeping were just having dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he gives the same thing. Tamur Eino Madu Lo Niskar Vaseres Adibros Canal. Yeshlo Meshapik Yiratok Shivchsav Beemes Uniskar. Vayah Bayom Hashishi Vechinos Asher Yaviu. Kimo Mizum Ko Hachonis LeShabbos Gam Harachokos Min Manchitzos Kav Hashchos Sag. You know, sharpening the knives. Gam Sakish Yerochav Yicholim Lachtov Lechol. Kol Shekim Shena Shabbos Shulmani Yair Bedas Tzolo Below Shabbos Kodesh. Which calls Ladas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Atana tova yesh Shabbos shman. Ki nashen beim Shabbos vaday bechlal vayom hashishi veichinu. Okay, rak hatmi madu lo nisker b'aser sadibris kanal. In other words, he says avada, it's part of veichinu. Avada is part of veichinu. Shalom hayon is a I wonder if everyone says there's an Indian to go to sleep earlier on Thursday night, so you'll be up for. But I don't know. That I haven't seen. But it's a whole different, you know, approach to, you know, to the idea that, okay, you know, you'll do whatever you need to do on Friday. You'll, you know, the whole day, and when it comes Shabbos, then you'll conk out. But he says that's. That wasn't, he thinks, the Pasha. These Gedolim didn't have that perspective. They had a different perspective. And that's why I told you the idea of Yikadish Miyad, that you should make Kiddush right away. That the Alter Rebbe writes. So you make Kiddush right away, you can't even have water. In other words, normally water, you can eat, have water before you make, you do your daven, you can eat, have water if it's not a thymus. So the Alter Rebbe asks, why can't you have water on Friday night before Kiddush? We pass that you shouldn't have even water before Kiddush. So he says, because then it will be the violation of Yikadosh Miyad. So therefore they ask it everything. What? Who's speaking? Who's here? Who's there? Who's talking?
Right, Harari, maybe it might be more prudent to type the question into the chat because you're breaking up and it's going to, you know, be getting over the 40-minute mark and the thing starts breaking up.
Oh, that's what happens? It's after the 40-minute? Yeah, I was discussing with Rav Levitch, Lita. We were talking about this.
It's an unscientific theory. No one knows.
Okay, but we're the people are getting
somebody's
another.
Joining on. A lot of people join on at this time in the yeshiva.
I don't know. We're gonna get down to it, Rabbi. We might get another device to make things better. So.
I'm sending you one, Rabbi.
What? Don't send anything.
Sending you a new computer.
No, you don't have to send me anything.
No, I got an old one. I got somebody to give it to me.
Okay. Okay, so that's, So that's the idea here. But, now there was another thing that we were in the middle of yesterday, Okay, and that was, and that we saw in the Mishmer Sholem on page 10, he puts this together with the idea of Shalom Lechol Be'erev Shabbos Kodesh Machol Echolov. That was the two minhagim, whether you dafka should eat meat on Friday or dafka not eat meat on Friday. Because we saw that the idea of dafka eating meat was because people aren't eating meat the whole week, so it'll be too much of a change to all of a sudden eat meat on Shabbos, and you get sick to make such a shinui. And the other idea is dafka to eat meat was not to eat milkik, because milkik makes you drowsy. And that's the... And take a look on page 10 in the Mishmer Sholem of the Kleider number. Where he writes here, "Al pi sodir liki Shabbos Yom Kippur hu b'chinas mocha v'liva." On the top of page 10 on the left side. Right, Shabbos also has korach hakapora like Yom Kippur. From the Shikosu Razal called Shem Shabbos Bechallo, Mochalo, Gemara says. And Mochalo, okay, and Erev Shabbos Yishmo, Chinas Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, so Erev Shabbos is like Erev Yom Kippur. Miroi Lechol Bo Machal Bosa. Oh, so this is our whole discussion, what you're supposed to do at Erev Shabbos. So he says that Shabbos has a concept of kapara, right? So it's like a shtickle Yom Kippur. So Erev Shabbos is similar to Erev Yom Kippur, which is fascinating because Erev Yom Kippur is just one.
Breakup problems, it appears.
At Erev Shabbos, could you hear me now?
It's still there. Problems are still there.
Do you hear me a little bit? Do you hear me a little
between
bit?
Between us. Now, yeah. You know, but it will. 2 seconds, it will go away.
Okay, so it'll take me 2 seconds to say the rest. So he says, Me'aroi lechol machal basar umtubo vish, because he says that it's like a bechina of Erev Yom Kippur. Wow. Yes, Shabbos gam ke koch ha kapork, which calls the Razal called Shom Shabbos Mechalom Tom El Mochalo. Okay, be Erev Shabbos Yishmog Bechinas Erev Yom Kippur. Mary Lechol Machal Bosa. Wow. So it's not usually our minig to, you know. But there is a perspective like that, to eat Bosa on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, I think we're getting to a point of okay, so Rabosai, I think we've finished the packet more or less. It's a new idea that you know, these makoros are very interesting, of the idea of sleeping on Shabbos. But the point that I want to drill in is that it's trying to say that Shabbos is in a time that when you come to Shabbos, it's not so that you should be about to crash. Fakir, you should be refreshed and reinvigorated from before Shabbos. Don't say, oh, Shabbos is menucha. So of course, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to sleeping. No, fakir. Shabbos is a time you should be at least, okay, the Shein of Shabbos is also an idea, but when you come into Shabbos, you should be invigorated, ready to accept the Shabbos. And that's these minhagim here. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the next packet, B'siyat and Shmaya. But I thought there was a very interesting ideas that this packet has on this idea that again, it's all in the more Hasidish sources, not so much. Even in the Rambam, doesn't have such a, because it's not in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara such a thing. So the only thing in the Gemara is about not eating, what we were discussing, not making a suda, not making this, and those were the things. Okay, so tomorrow, Mr. Shabbat Shemaya, we'll continue.